This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical. You can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. A while back, I did... I've always done this thing with Antifa. I've always said, hey, you guys are going to come around the corner one day, and guess what's waiting on you? And then some young men actually got out there, some young men that own companies that, they've left parts of themselves various places and everything in the name of the country and the Constitution and you. They went out and did the very same thing. The very same sort of dynamic, if you will. One of them is this company called Pipe Hitters Union. This is a bunch of, it's a veteran-owned company that makes a line of apparel that it may fit you, but it needs to fit you if you're going to wear it. If you know what I mean. So, now they've come into the fold. And they are a sponsor of Lock and Load. So, this is the first of what's going to be many of these confabs. Joining me from Pipe Hitters Union, for the first time since this happened, is the owner-operator of Pipe Hitters Union, Lincoln Osiris. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you doing, Bill?
First things first, I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to you, say thank you to Earl, rolling those dice and everything else. Let's talk about the state, which, you know, for you, you're a military veteran, a little younger than me. Well, actually, you're a lot younger than me. How old are you, Lincoln?
I am 43.
Well, you're not that much younger than me, but we wouldn't have gone to high school at the same time.
I'll tell you what, though. I've got a body of a 65-year-old.
There you go. Well, that's you earned every one of those creeks, didn't you?
True story.
Let's talk about Pipe Hitters Union. What was the genesis behind Pipe Hitters Union? What led you to want to do this?
You know, that's an interesting question. We get that question a lot just based on our name. But Pipe Hitters Union was founded in 2004 by a small group of former special operations guys that were serving in Iraq as private military contractors. The name came to be, we were hemming and hawing over, you know, benefits and risk, reward, pay, things of that nature. And the joke was that we needed a union. And somebody said, well, if we had a union, what would we call it? Somebody else rattled off, well, we'd call it the effing Pipe Hitters Union. We printed up a couple dozen T-shirts as a joke. You know, we're wearing them around Iraq, running into, you know, SF guys and Rangers and SEALs and other contractors, and everybody loved it. And it kind of just took off. And here we are by dumb luck, you know, almost 15 years later, and we're sold on multiple continents, dozens of countries, most large military bases, and it's kind of just taken on a life of its own at this point.
Now, for those of you that may be thinking that we're getting you're getting confused here, and we're thinking about plumbers, we're talking about operators. We're talking about people that took the oath and they believed the oath and they faced death. And if they come around the corner at you, if they're ready to do what would I think the phrase is going operational nowadays, is that right? If they're ready to go operational on you, well, you can grab that point of contact and kiss it goodbye. Because these guys are not afraid to do what they do. So that's what a pipe hitter is. So the Pipe Hitters Union, of course, is going to be a bunch of men and women that are, and thankfully, You allow the older pipe hitters to come in there. My pipes, when I hit my pipes, I have to have pads on one end of them, you know, for the arthritis, the sides I'm wearing, where I'm hanging on to. You are probably, I know there's other companies out there that make the apparel. You, the name Pipe Hitters Union, just completely blows everybody else away, in my opinion.
Well, it's also interesting because we're not as well known. We're a bit smaller than a few of our competitors, although we were the first to this industry. I think our closest competitor, as far as getting to the market, was 4 years behind us. But a lot of these guys, and I'm not going to give them any credit, are, you know, the biggest guy in the market. I think they've lost sight of who they are. They're just trying to be anybody and just put out, you know, anything to anybody and just get those numbers. But we, over the years, have stayed true to who we are. We're going to stay true to our message. We're not going to lose focus. And if it means that we stay a little bit smaller, well, then you know what? I'm okay with that.
Well, we're going to try to enlarge you a little bit, though, Lincoln. Okay, let me do my thing and let me try to enlarge you a little bit. You know, to that point, I know exactly what you're talking about. I have seen some of this happening, and one of the things that bothers me about some of these companies that are started by an ideal, like the one you brought forward, is that when they lose sight of that ideal, things sort of change, don't they? I mean,
sure.
That when that motivation is gone, things just sort of change.
Absolutely. And I'm not, you know, none of us. We're all focused here. We're all dedicated to, you know, our mission, and we're just not going to let that happen.
Now, one thing I will say, though, I don't know if you, well, you might know. Do you have a background in martial arts?
A bit.
You know, back in the the late 60s, early 70s, Bruce Lee was charging and getting $350 an hour for people like Steve McQueen and everything else. But if there was somebody out there that really wanted to learn, he would teach them for free. But his group was a very select group of people. And it sort of falls in line with the Pipe Hitters Union, because this is, while it may not, it isn't yet, and I say yet, it isn't yet as ubiquitous as we're going to make it, it is, I mean, I know some of the guys that wear this stuff. I can't remember the guy's name that used to hang around with Tac Daddy. But when I looked at him, Q. I was like, Q, yes, Q. I saw the first Pipe Hitters Union hat I ever saw was on Q. And for those of you, I don't know Q's full name, but when Q comes walking up on you, this is what it looks like if a big linebacker had a big beard.
Exactly. And he's a big, scary guy.
Yeah. Well, until you start talking to him.
Right.
Then he's just a normal fella. But, you know, and this is, you know, that kind of dedication to take yourself to that level of fitness and everything is indicative of being a pipe hitter, because pipe hitters care a whole lot about the mission. That's their whole focus, their whole reason for being. So, and
we get phone calls and emails almost daily from people saying, hey, I don't want to be a poser. Is it okay, you know, if I wear your brand? And this is a really good opportunity for me to kind of, you know, throw out our common response. Now, when we started in 2004, we really were, the only people that really wore our brand were like special ops guys and private military contractors. But over the years, we've grown quite a bit, and it's become a lot more inclusive. Now, let me go ahead and say, this brand is not for everyone, and we don't want everyone wearing this brand. That is not our intent, and we're not shooting for that. But it's kind of expanded to, you know, the normal military. It's gone to the reserves. We've got police officers and first responders that, you know, are, you know, considered pipe hitters, and especially in this day and age, things have changed quite a bit in the last 15 years. But beyond that, it's more than we like to think anyway, and we really believe it. It's more than just a brand of clothing. It's a lifestyle. If you've got a mindset, it doesn't matter if you're, you know, a door kicker or you're a first responder or you're just a freedom-loving American that's willing to get your hands dirty for the right cause, well, then you're a pipe hitter.
Pipe hitter.
If you fit the bill, roger that. If you don't fit the bill, well, I really would prefer you, you know, go go shop at one of those other brands that have forgotten who they, you know, who they intended to be.
Let me get you to hold right there. We'll be right back. We're talking to Lincoln Osiris of Pipe Hitters Union. This is Lock and Load.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking tonight to Lincoln Osiris. He is the owner, operator, creative mind behind Pipe Hitters Union, and I know there's some things that he wants to talk about. So let me set this up for you, okay? This is a little excerpt from an interview with between Jake Tapper, one of my favorite guys, and Sheriff Scott Israel, who I think maybe should be run out of town on a rail. If it'll play. Well, it's not playing. There it goes.
Are you really not taking any responsibility for the multiple red flags that were brought to the attention of the Broward Sheriff's Office about this shooter before the incident, whether it was people near him, close to him, calling the police?
Jake, I could only take responsibility for what I knew about. I exercise my due diligence. I've given amazing leadership to this agency.
Amazing leadership?
Yes, Jake. There's a lot of things we've done throughout this. You don't measure a person's leadership by a deputy not going into a. These deputies received the training they needed.
Maybe you measure somebody's leadership by whether or not they protect the community. In this case, you've listed 23 incidents before the shooting involving the shooter, and still, nothing was done to keep guns out of his hands, to make sure that the school was protected, to make sure you were keeping an eye on him. Your deputy at the school failed. I don't understand how you can sit there and claim amazing leadership.
Jake, on 16 of those cases, our deputies did everything right. Our deputies have done amazing things. We've taken this, in the 5 years I've been sheriff, we've taken the Broward Sheriff's Office to a new level. I work with some of the bravest people I've ever met. One person at this point, one person didn't do what he should have done. It's horrific. The victims here, the families, I pray for them every night. It makes me sick to my stomach that we had a deputy didn't go in, because I know if I was there, if I was on that wall, I would have been the first in.
There are a lot of people, sir, who think that there are a lot of mistakes other than that one deputy. Do you think that if the Broward Sheriff's Office had done things differently, this shooting might not have happened?
Hey, listen, if ifs and buts were candy and nuts, O.J. Simpson would still be in the record books.
I don't know what that means. There's 17 dead people, and there's a whole long list of things your department could have done differently.
How could after action reports are. That's for lessons learned reports are for. I have entered into conversation with Chuck Wexler of the Police Executive Research Forum. They will be coming to town to do an independent after action lessons learned report. We understand everything wasn't done perfectly. And if it happened in Los Angeles or Chicago or any other city, every person wouldn't perform perfectly. That's not what happened.
So, Lincoln. Now, I served with a bunch of Vietnam vets. I came in when there were still a bunch of Vietnam vets in there. This is the kind of leader that they would have talked about fragging.
Oh, you got that right.
Now, you talked about first responders being pipe hitters and everything. I know a few of them myself. I trained with one of them. Let's talk about this. Besides the obvious, tell me what it is that just sticks in your craw about this.
Well, we can get to the tragedy in a minute, but this guy, I can't help but have my blood boil when I hear this guy speak. I see him on the news, my blood boils. I hear his voice, my blood boils. It makes me so angry. This guy's quick to pat himself on the back and let you know what amazing leadership he's caused, or he's given to this agency. But let me tell you, my friend, that's a two-way street. You don't get to take credit for the good stuff without taking responsibility for the bad stuff. I would like to personally snatch this man's man card because I think he's a worthless human being. He defends it by saying there was one guy that didn't do what he was supposed to do. But we're talking about a broken system. And he says, well, maybe if things happen in, L.A. or Chicago, everybody wouldn't do it right. But the sheriff's office, Broward County Sheriff's Office, received 45 separate phone calls about this guy. And their response was, well, we can't arrest him until he's actually done something. One of those phone calls said this could be a school shooter in the making, and they did nothing. One of this kid's neighbors called and said he plans to shoot up a school. They did nothing. There's a YouTube comment that's attributed to this kid himself saying, I'm going to be a professional school shooter. They did nothing. His therapist said, well, that he drank gasoline, he had a habit of cutting himself, and he told the therapist that he wanted to buy a gun, but the therapist deemed him not a threat. Did nothing. The FBI even received warnings, and they did nothing. Now, I typically am a very, very big supporter of our law enforcement officials. They've got a tough job. They work hard. But we are talking about error after error after error. I'm not even going to call it an error. A failure after failure after failure. Now, people are jumping on this. They're going for gun control. Going for gun control. What can we take away? What can we restrict? What can we change? Well, how about we look at something a little more common sense and try to fix the system that was broken? How did all of these failures occur and the system didn't work? That's the bigger question, I think, Bill.
Well, you know, the sheriff, he had a controversy where he had his face wrapped on a bunch of official cars. And it cost them $12,500 each to take that wrap off, or I guess the wrap was $12,500 or something. But this guy, he doesn't have a problem with modesty. I mean, he's out there. I think he probably walks around thinking he's El Presidente. But this would never have been tolerated in the military, never. And I know a lot of people do. A lot of people come to you and say, well, Lincoln, this isn't the military. And do you look at him and say, well, maybe it ought to be?
No, I hope not. I'm not looking forward to martial law. But
well,
I can tell you this. Before, it's quick. Everybody's so quick to blame the gun. But I think the problem is so much bigger than just the gun. And we
can get into that
in the next segment.
Let's do that.
But It's so much bigger, and we can start with a broken system.
Let's start with that coming up next. We're talking to Lincoln Osiris. This is a man that made a company based upon his passion for protecting the country, and I think you can hear it still sort of projects, doesn't it? PipeHittersUnion.com. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. We are talking to Lincoln Osiris. He's the owner-operator of Pipe Hitters Union, a group of people that would not be caught outside waiting for that moment to go in. And we're talking about the broken system. And I had to interrupt you, sir, while you were talking about the broken system. So please, if you would, continue on.
Roger that. You know, I can't help but to think, like, people immediately go for the quote-unquote easy fix. And what's the easy fix? Well, let's just go after guns. Let's go after ARs. Let's go after bump stocks. Now, personally, I think bump stocks are ridiculous. I wouldn't own one. But going after bump stocks isn't going to solve this problem. Age restrictions, not going to solve this problem. Coming after ARs, not going to solve this problem. But it's easy, it's tangible, it's something that people can wrap their minds around, they can do it quickly, and it's something they can latch on to and they can go after. Now, by no means am I a subject matter expert, but I look at this and I think that the problem is so much bigger, so much bigger. I think it is an equation with many, many, many variables. You know, I think it stems from a culture problem. You know, the media definitely doesn't help. You know, they love these tragedies because they boost their ratings.
Right.
You know, kids today are also chasing their own ratings through social media. You and I didn't have social media when we grew up. I had VHS tapes. You didn't have anything. You had radio. But now kids are chasing, how many likes can I get? How many you know, followers can I get? Okay, I'm a nobody. Nobody likes me. I've got problems. You know, I'm unpopular. Maybe I'm crazy. You know, whatever the case may be. Well, I know how to get some ratings. I know how to get followers. I know how to get the clicks. I'm going to go do something crazy. Well, the celebrity culture. You know, people look at Kanye and Kim Kardashian, and man, oh man, I think they're one of the biggest problems altogether. Divorce is on the rise. The family unit isn't as important as it used to be. So many parents depend on this system to raise their kids. And we're talking about a system that gives away participation trophies, for goodness sakes. You teach your kids to be offended by words. People need safe spaces. Liberals, they tend to be very inclusive, and they want to be very accepting, except for the language that they don't agree with. And then they will shut you out and shut you up, and that alone, I think the problem is so much bigger. And mental health services. Mental health services have gone up more than 60% in the last 7 years. The question is, does that have to do with people being, you know, more open to talking about their mental health issues? Or have things changed so much in the last decade to send mental health services through the roof? Now, the easy fix, you know, that feel good measure that I think will make no difference at all, is let's go after ARs. When truthfully, I think we all need to get together and put our heads together and figure out a way to kind of fix the system. Now, of course, we need to enforce laws that are already on the books. We can all agree, everyone can agree, that crazy people should not have guns. But how do we approach that? It has to be done correctly. And I don't have the solution for it, but we can all agree crazy people shouldn't have guns. But the problem is so much bigger than that feel-good measure, and I think you'd agree with that.
Well, you know, when you say what you're saying, you know, when I was growing up, the AR-15 is old technology. What is it, 60 years old? So there was already ARs out there when I was growing up. Never saw one. Never saw an AR-15. Until I never saw one in the flesh, actually, until it was an M16 when I joined the military in 84. So, and I was bused to school. I was bused to be integrated into a black community 35 miles away from my house. Still, no violence, no riots, no nothing. Laughed my butt off the whole time I was in that school because it was a good time. So, you're right. Culture has changed. Sure.
Let me ask you a question. As a young man, as a teenager, when you had a problem, it wasn't a problem to have a fist fight.
No.
You'd have a fist fight, you'd settle that problem as a young man, you'd probably shake hands with the individual afterwards, you'd dust yourself off, and you move forward. Did you ever once think about going out to your pickup truck and getting a shotgun and coming back and shooting up a school?
No.
No.
And there were pickup trucks out there with shotguns for me to go get them.
Mass shootings have always have been taking place as long as we can remember, but not to the degree they are now. Is it because there are more guns? I don't believe so.
No.
Think we've got a much bigger problem.
See, the problem with your observation of the problem is that would actually take generations to fix.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
And if we start now, maybe it'll take us 20 or 30 years, but maybe we can teach families to, you know, raise their own kids. We can, you know, teach families. Maybe we can do something to lower the divorce rate. But those are the things that I think will truly have an impact. We need to shift our culture away from the nonsense and instill good values in our kids that are growing up. I think these things are out the window, especially when they get to watch, you know, reality TV and the Kardashians acting like fools.
Yeah. I'm not a big Kardashians fan, so it doesn't bother me for you to say that. But if they were, here's the problem for them though. If they were to admit to the long-term solving of the root of the problem, they have to go to the short-term fix to deal with what we have left until that is rooted out, which would mean arming teachers. It would mean revamping the mental health system. It would mean getting general practitioners away from dispensing these psychotropic drugs when it should be a psychiatrist or a psychologist. It would mean actually doing something.
You know, Bill, you bring something up that I'm really, really passionate about. How much time do we have left in this segment?
2 minutes.
Roger that. You talk about arming or defending our kids in the schools, and I couldn't be more passionate about this. It really, it absolutely sets me on fire. We can all agree, you know, left, right, conservative, liberal, straight, gay, black, white, freaking purple, it doesn't matter. There's nothing more important on the face of this earth than our children. There's nothing more important on earth than our children. Now, we find banks important enough to put money in a vault and defend with a guard. We, you know, Fort Knox, if it really has any gold there, it is, you know, supposed to, you know, protect all of the gold. If you are famous or if you're a high-ranking politician, you can have bodyguards. But the most valuable thing to anyone, and I cannot imagine anyone disagreeing with me, are our children. We put in a gun-free zone, no walls, no fences, no protected entrances, and we just hope for the best.
Yeah.
We hope for the best.
Well, that's what they say anyway. I don't miss, you know, I'm not going to go there tonight. We'll have to do this another time. We'll have to talk offline to see if you actually want to go there with me. But I'm not going to go there tonight. What I will say is this. They're just plastic signs.
Right.
So not a whole lot of protective.
It's absolutely worthless.
Yeah. It's less than worthless, as a matter of fact. You know, they could just put some signs up saying the teachers are armed, whether they are or not, and it would have a better effect. But I digress. PipeHittersUnion.com. Now, this is apparel that has been designed by people with a certain attitude. They walk down the street with a certain swagger. You're never going to see them immersed in their mobile phone. They're always looking around. They're always looking ahead. They're noticing things before they happen. They avoid trouble, and they win by avoiding trouble. But if they have to go into trouble, well, that's a bad day in Baghdad for some bad guys. So, PipeHittersUnion.com. If it fits, wear it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing.
IDStronghold.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
On the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I have been talking to Lincoln Osiris. This is the first time this is the first of many you're going to hear because Pipe Hitters Union has partnered with Lock and Load. So we're going to be doing this a lot, at least once a week. So we've been talking about what happened in Parkland. Does it bother you as much as it bothers me? The deflection that's going on where they're simply saying, you know, we could have done something about this and we didn't. I would have so much more, they would have so much more credibility if somebody would just step up and take a little responsibility.
You know, it's really tough, Bill. There were so many failures. I mean, the failures throughout the system, the sheriff's office, the FBI, just over and over and over, just numerous failures. I can't help but be extremely disappointed. I can tell you that the system needs to be fixed. That would be the first place that I focus. But rather than, you know, this sheriff patting himself on the back and telling you that he can't take responsibility for this one guy that didn't do what he should have done, this school resource officer that didn't run in. And, you know, that's a completely different issue, and we can talk about that some other time. But you, like I said, you don't get to take credit for all the good stuff if you're not willing to take responsibility for the bad stuff. What this guy should have said was, you're right, we messed up. Now, they should have learned, I want to say it was about a year ago, there was another shooting at the Fort Lauderdale Hollywood airport, and yeah, they had a lot of lessons learned from that. But it doesn't seem as if any of that, like, I don't know, translated over. You know, there was confusion, lack of communication and clarity, that they just kept dropping the ball, and that was on the scene. But I don't think we ever should have gotten to that point.
I have to agree with you on that one. The thing about, was this sheriff in charge when this shooting happened in Fort Lauderdale? Was that part of Broward County?
Was.
Okay, so he didn't learn from that. He didn't do an after-action review and say, what do we do right, what do we do wrong?
Well, they did do it after action. I just don't think they actually learned from it.
Right. this is where, you know, he's gotten out there, and I've seen him go after, he's talk about assault weapons bans and all these other things. So this is where the misdirected policy, this is your term, and I think it's a beautiful term. This is where the misdirected policies begin to pop up. Now, none of the misdirected policies they're talking about would have stopped this kid.
No, not so much. But I'll tell you what, it does not stop the media from taking advantage of the situation. It doesn't stop the politicians from taking advantage of the situation. Nobody, Dana Loesch, NRA spokesperson, just recently gave a speech where she said that the media loves mass shootings.
Oh, yeah.
Now, she clarified to say that they don't really love the tragedy, but they love mass shootings because it sends ratings through the roof. Well, politicians on the left also, I think, love mass shootings because it gives them that opportunity, that open door to go after our rights immediately. And once again, I don't think going after the guns is the solution that we need, because our solution is multifaceted and it will take generations to solve that problem.
Well, I mean, in the short term, we would have, we would still, for the next 20, 30 years, what we have now would continue to escalate. We've got a whole, I don't know how many generations of little boys who were medicated to their eyeballs because they were little boys.
True.
Absolutely. Right now, it's fashionable amongst this age to make a video of themselves popping a Tide Pod in their mouth. And while all of this is happening, while we know they got the drugs in them and where they're popping the Tide Pods, then when this happens, we're supposed to listen to them about policy. So,
you know, Bill, this is the perfect thing. So I've got two young boys. My wife and I decided to wait. From all the friends of mine that I went to war with, there are only three of us left. And I'm going to get a little choked up telling you this, but there are only three of us left. I've started trust funds for almost all of my friends' kids that are still around without parents, or without their father, I should say. I'm sorry.
Right.
And I get really choked up about it, but so many people live in a world of make-believe, and I live in a world of reality. I will not let my child have a participation trophy. I'm going to raise him to be tougher than that. I think we live in a generation of weak, weak men. It makes me sick. He's 3 years old. He plays soccer. He came off the soccer field a couple of weeks ago and said he didn't want to play. I said, Roger that, start running laps. The other parents immediately judged me, and I didn't care. I said, Roger that, I'm going to run laps with you until you're ready to get back on that field and play soccer, because I'm not going to have you be weak. Now, I might be a little tough. I might be a little rough, but I'm not going to raise you to be weak. You are not going to be offended by a word. You're not going to have trouble deciding what bathroom to go into. I'm not having it. I'm going to raise you in a world of reality, not make-believe.
See, now,
we all want this world to be perfect. It is not perfect. The reality is it is not perfect, and I'm going to prepare my children for the reality of an imperfect world.
Right. What you're doing, though, I mean, when I was going through the military and I was going through the various schools that I went through, I used to remember my Pop Warner football coach, what he taught me. I used to remember what my martial arts teacher taught me. I used to remember what my dad taught me about working. And it was that you can't quit. You don't get to quit. That kind of thing. You play the way you practice. You better do it. You better pay attention to what you're doing. All of these things, that early, early impression, without it, where's the bedrock for them growing up?
Absolutely. And I think children could not be any more confused. They're, as you said, they're over-medicated. They're confused. I think that we are raising generations of weak men.
Yeah. Makes me sort of worry about who's going to defend the nation as I age.
Well, I mean, you and I both know that we're talking about 1%. You know,
yep.
Less than 1% join the military.
Yep.
So at this point, we still only need 1% of good, hard, you know, men that are willing to step up and do the dirty work. So I'm not so afraid just yet, but I know the numbers are just decreasing, you know, every generation.
There you go. So in the end, I think
we're going to, you know, one of the things that, you know, we could look at getting rid of the gun-free zone. That's something that needs to go away, which having armed teachers would do that. But
there are quite a few solutions to that, and I would love to have that conversation with you at another time because I could not agree more. A gun-free zone is a fairy tale idea. It's a feel-good idea that is, I don't even think it's worthless. I think it is a bigger problem. It creates a bigger problem.
Yeah, and I'll put this out there. If you were to run across a group of people in our prime, like Lincoln, like me, and we're in our team and everything, you got in the middle of us, you're not in a safe space. You're in a space where your odds go up, your odds for survival go up, but you're not in a safe space. There are no safe spaces. And it doesn't matter how you try to define it, there are none. So,
you know, for a long, long time, I have done protection. I've protected four different presidents, world presidents. I've protected Joe Biden. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And I don't mean in a safe place like, you know, stateside America. I mean in the worst of worst of worst places. And even then, those guys, when we're protecting them, and they're being protected by the best,
yep,
aren't in a safe space. But you put our children in a school and call it a gun-free zone, and really you're just putting them in anything but a safe space.
You're just giving in to the delusion. And, I mean, the teachers are giving in to the delusion. I mean, you know, some of these teachers are pretty ballsy. You know, if I don't – that principal in Sandy Hook that ran at Adam Lanza, she knew what was where she was going. And she knew how it ended up. She still went.
Right.
So. I think if we arm some of these people, the resistance would be fierce, and it would be solve a lot of issues.
On the internet, and people talk. Well, you can't give yeah, Grandma Betty that teaches social studies a gun. Well, nobody's ever suggested that. It could be implemented. It absolutely could be implemented in a smart way.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're about to run out of time, but we're going to do this again next week, same bat time, same bat channel. The world according to the Pipe Hitters Union. Lincoln, thank you very much for joining. There you go. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
The rest of my life, I wish I would have known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. To thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Nobeski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com.
Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.